USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Last night, the worst for the U.S. since the outbreak began. Not COVID-19, but the outbreak of violence that spread across the nation following the death of George Floyd at the hands of police in Minneapolis last Monday. U.S. House Republican Leader Kevin McCarthy.
All men are created equal because all life matters. And if we all believed in that, we wouldn't be burning one another's community. We wouldn't be burning and raiding people's store.
McCarthy spoke on Fox News. Unrest throwing dozens of cities into chaos overnight with some of the worst violence in New York City, Philadelphia, and Washington, D.C. And in Nashville, that city's historic city hall was set on fire. But in Flint, Michigan, a tense protest ended with the Genesee County Sheriff joining protesters for a march, saying it's possible for police and the community to better work together. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and do I have a perfect book at the perfect time for you? Dr. Nancy Wolfe is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix. Nancy explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists try to destroy us right now, will not and cannot succeed, because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we are right with God. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now. Today, purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
NASA and SpaceX are celebrating yesterday's successful launch of a SpaceX rocket, bringing two U.S. astronauts to the International Space Station. There to witness the launch was President Trump, who used the opportunity to comment on the violence that spread across the nation since the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis.
The memory of George Floyd is being dishonored by rioters, looters, and anarchists. The violence and vandalism is being led by Antifa and other radical left-wing groups.
Former Vice President Joe Biden says he supports peaceful protests against police brutality, but the presumptive Democratic presidential nominee released a statement early today saying acts of protest should never overshadow the reason behind the protest. A wildfire north of Phoenix has grown to about 800 acres. As of last night, it had destroyed at least a dozen homes. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
President Trump is postponing the G7 meeting of nations that was scheduled for next month, saying he wants to invite leaders from four additional countries. He told reporters it now won't be held until September at the earliest, and that he wants to invite Russia, Australia, India, and South Korea to attend, saying the group of seven largest economies is outdated. Supermarket customers are paying more for beef than they have in decades. During the coronavirus pandemic, that is the biggest meat processing companies are paying farmers and ranchers historically low prices for cattle. Politico reports the Ag Department and prosecutors are now investigating whether the meatpacking industry is fixing or manipulating prices. The Department of Justice looking at the four largest U.S. meatpackers, and the USDA is also reportedly looking into it. And an Indiana woman is finally able to read a letter that her brother wrote to her during the Vietnam War. Janice Tucker receiving a letter last week from her brother, William Lone, that he sent while he was serving in Vietnam in 1968. Tucker telling WHAS-TV the letter was not in its original envelope, meaning someone had tracked her down to ensure that she got the actual letter. The envelope it was in had no return address, though. She says she's working with the post office to try to figure out who sent it so she can properly thank them and figure out what happened. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.